Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the NGH 2026 Solid Gold Weekend presenter podcast, and joined with me today from sunny Florida, please welcome NGH diplomate, certified master instructor, order of braid recipient, our very own vice president, Don Motton.
Hey, next I'm glad to be here. Yes, with all these great people.
Absolutely. And next joining us from Oregon, we're welcome to introduce registered nurse, certified registered nurse, CRNA, and board certified instructor, Christy Cowgill.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
From the great state of Ohio, please welcome board certified instructor and order of braid recipient, Tom Nicoli.
Hey, Tom.
Howdy.
Straight from Las Vegas, Nevada, welcome NGH instructor and renowned comedy entertainer, Michael DeShallet.
Hey.
From the northeasternmost state of Maine, please welcome board certified instructor, order of braid recipient, Debbie Livingston.
Greetings, greetings.
And last but certainly not least, joining us from Utah, please welcome NGH instructor, Sean Christensen. Well, welcome everybody.
Hey, Jay.
Howdy, howdy.
So we are here to talk about the 2026 Solid Gold Weekend happening February 7th and 8th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's start out with, we're going to go just the way we started our introductions. We're going to start with our Vice President, Don Motton. He's going to go over what he will be teaching at the Solid Gold Weekend, starting with his Solid Gold presentation, Removing Fears.
Hey, Don. My favorite type of session. I think somebody told me once about 12% of the population had some type of fear. And it's probably most rewarding because we work with weight loss or what, and you hope it works. But the fears that people know before they even leave the office. So once they come out, oh, that was great. Remember working with a lady for fear of bugs. She came out and she said, I don't have a fear. Is this going to last? Yes, forever and ever. So that's always been one of my favorite types of sessions. So I wanted to make sure that I could be part of the group at Solid Gold. And then, of course, 5 days following Solid Gold, we're doing our Train the Trainers, where we're teaching hypnotists how to become certified instructors. So, and I've got a wonderful group. So I'm going to be sharing the time list. So, hey, I'm ready to hear from you guys.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Don. Christy, our Solid Gold first time presenter at Solid Gold Weekend, and Christy is going to be teaching Pain is Not the Enemy, Rewiring Pain Perception. Tell us a little more.
Yeah, well, pain is one of the most common reasons that clients can seek hypnosis, and it's one of the most evidence-based areas that we know that hypnosis can be really effective. So as my work as a nurse anesthetist in anesthesia and also in psychiatry, people's emotional pain, so physical pain, emotional pain, hypnosis can really help those individuals. So I wanted to bring some neuroscience to you all, some evidence-based protocols, and really some practical ways that we as hypnotists can really change that perception of pain for people. And it's not the enemy. It's a message from our body and that mind-body connection. So I'm really excited to be on stage this year at Solid Gold. And, you know, my first experience there was great. So it's going to be awesome to see it from a different perspective this time, too.
Great. Excellent. We look forward to hearing from that. Next up, we have Tom Nicoli. Tom is going to be teaching proven depth model for weight loss success. And Tom, you have a lot of knowledge in this area.
Yeah, there was a time actually when I kind of didn't like the fact I became known as the weight loss hypnotist. But then Elsa Meldrum said, how do you like living in the weight loss house? Thank you, Dateline NBC. You know, a lot of what I've learned, well, most of what I've learned along the way with dealing with weight loss clients was because I was really thrown into this tsunami of notoriety after being on national TV back when. And after that, I didn't know anything about business. And so I just knew if you worked, you got paid. You know, that's all I knew until I learned a lot. And I was doing 105 sessions a week. And I know it sounds bizarre and not even true, but I was doing 105 one-hour sessions a week, 15 a day, 7 days a week. So not only the amount of work, but the types of people I worked with. And then it even got to the point where I was working with people internationally. So different cultures, different walks of life. Name the style of living. I probably worked with a person. And it isn't about weight loss or fat release. And that's the thing that I'm going to share that's most important is if you do not really tap into the number one thing I've learned along the way, then you will find that your clients who have said even, I'm eating right, I'm active, nothing's happening. Well, there's a reason for this. But I'm also going to teach a lot of really, really cool techniques. We're going to break up and we're going to set up programs and all kinds of stuff. It's, you know, 3.5 hours where we get to really dig in and it's going to be interactive. There'll be demos of different techniques to use. And it's going to be a combination of some stuff I've taught in different parts of the world that I bring into the weight loss arena. But it's not what people are doing. We should all know this. Why are they doing it? And that's what we're going to get deep into.
And we have another solid gold first-time presenter going on to teach the GENI process. Tell us more about the GENI process, Michael, and what attendees will be able to learn from you at Solid Gold Weekend.
Sure. This presentation is actually for both groups of people, new hypnotists that are just getting started out, as well as seasoned hypnotist. And really what it's about is helping the client create the expectations of what they want to get out of the session. And it sounds pretty remedial when you look at it like that. But really, what I found is, especially with new hypnotists, they have clients that come back for maybe a second session or a third session. They go, I don't know if I was hypnotized. I don't know if it really worked. I don't know if I'm achieving what I want to achieve. And even with seasoned hypnotists, you know, we sometimes feel like we're losing our edge, like we're not creating the best impact we can create for a client. So this is really putting the onus on the client and getting them to create their expectations. I found in doing this process that, you know, clients really know what their solution is. They just need us to help them get to that, as well as they know what they really want to get out of the session. And we should be meeting their expectations, not our expectations. So it's a remarkable process, and you're going to get your clients to fight for what they want instead of just hoping to get what they want.
I'm sure attendees are going to really love that course. Now, Tom and Michael are teaching the longer courses, are more in depth. There's going to be a lot of immersive interaction in those courses. We're really excited to really dive in deep into those. Our next speaker is going to be teaching on magnetic marketing for hypnotists, the art of client attraction. Debbie Livingston, tell us a little more about that course.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's become my passion over these last several years to help hypnotists get their businesses up and running. A lot of people have come to me saying, you know, help me with my business. I'm like, well, I'm not a business person. I'm a hypnotist. Finally, a person asked me the right question. You've been doing this for 40 plus years. You've run two huge schools, a metaphysical school and a hypnosis school. And now you have your own private practice in Berkeley. What were your steps? That I had an answer for. So that sort of birthed how I'm now helping other hypnotists get themselves up and running. A lot of people just want to help people, but they don't know how to make it work for them. So in this presentation, I'll be really just sharing what I've been doing for 40 plus years that I'm still doing since I've relocated my business now from 45 years in California to the great state in Maine. And I'm sort of starting from scratch in this area, but all my clients from the West Coast are still with me on Zoom. So everything I'm teaching is everything that I'm either dialing back and doing again for myself or just knowing that this is going to work when you work it. So I'm excited to be sharing some real basic information that I think I sort of assume we know, but then I realize when I work with other hypnotists, they don't know, like the importance of having a specific audience when you first start out or to revamp your practice. because the buckshot, you know, motif of just firing and throwing spaghetti at the wall really doesn't work as consistently. So I'll be sharing a lot of techniques and tips that you can help with that. And also why the lone wolf modality really is a pastime mindset that, you know, if you don't have mentorship, if you don't have somebody to help you, trying to do it by yourself is going to take even longer, because I've done it by myself for many years before I started stepping into my new levels of coaching and whatnot. So really just based on all my past mistakes, it's really what I'm sharing, how you can really be successful today. And yeah, I'm excited to share what I'm doing and how I'm rebuilding myself again on the East Coast, and that you really can do it no matter who you are, no matter how long you've been in this vocation, that you really can have a thriving, sustainable practice. I'm thrilled to be sharing that.
And to round things off and finalizing the last presentation that we have coming is Back to the Basics and Beyond, Branding and Becoming the Expert with Sean Christensen. Sean, tell us a little more about that.
Sure. So I became a hypnotist in 2003, and then I didn't become an instructor until 2014. So 11 years later, and I had been doing just, you know, hypnosis and the things that we do. What I realized once I became an instructor and went through Richard Hart's training, I had forgotten a lot of the basics. And so I think a lot of people just get in a rut, and so they forget the basics of hypnosis. And so being an instructor, as we all are instructors, when you're teaching a class, we're always going over the basics. And so it keeps repetitive in our mind. And so some of the people at the Solid Gold Weekend may have forgotten some of those. So I think that'll be really important to go over, is to just get back to what are the brainwave states? How does the conscious and subconscious work? And you know, there's so much new information with hypnosis now. One of my past students is going to Baylor University. He's a professor there, and he's doing a lot of studies with hypnosis. So there's some new stuff that's out that we don't even know about. So super cool stuff. Okay. Then as far as branding and marketing, some of you may know I'm known as the HypnoHick. And so I've had to brand that, and I've learned that there is a huge difference between branding and marketing. So I want to talk about that.
Great. You know, I really love the Solid Gold Weekends. It's where the National Guild is able to put together a panel of longstanding members with so much experience and knowledge to give to our attendees every year. And, you know, we have a great group here amongst us for 2026 Solid Gold Weekend. I'm very excited about all the presentations that are going to be happening. And the final presentation after Sean's is actually the Solid Gold Platinum panel. And if you've ever been to a Solid Gold Weekend, this is usually one of the most informative presentations, because you get to pick the minds of all the presenters who will be on the stage all at the same time, answering questions, you know, questions and concerns from attendees. So there's a lot of great information being had at the Solid Gold Weekend, and a lot of fun too. You know, let's face it, it's going to be in Las Vegas. It's a great time to go if you're, especially from the East Coast here, where we're probably going to be buried in snow in February. So we've already got snow on the ground. I'm sure Debbie has snow on the ground up there. And, you know, so it's a nice getaway. It's a great time to network with colleagues. Let's talk a little bit more about not just the presentations, but, you know, what the Solid Gold is all about. And, we've got the local guru raising his hand right here, Michael, the local man. Let's hear it.
I just got to, what is snow?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're originally from Arizona, right?
Right. Originally from Arizona. We snow. What is this snow thing you speak of?
It's a four-letter word.
I know. Right now, the high today is going to be 70 degrees. You're welcome. And it'll be nice in February. What do you want to know about Vegas? I mean, when's everybody getting in? I mean, I know the conference Saturday, Sunday, but people coming in Friday. Yeah.
Thursday.
So Thursday. Oh, wow. Thursday. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of things to do in Vegas. So, I mean, maybe I'll shoot an email to you and we can kind of figure out, you know, I have some show recommendations for you, obviously, because that's what we're known for, is the shows, and also restaurant recommendations. The hotel itself has got some great dining options too. So,
we love the Tuscany.
No, so we're at the Tuscany Suites. I have a show just down the street, literally not even a half a mile away. Well, maybe about a half a mile away at the Silver Sevens.
Yeah.
And so for those of you that are coming in Thursday or Friday, the show's at 5 p.m. It's family friendly. It's a comedy magic show. You know me as a hypnotist, but I also am a magician of 32 years. So it's a comedy magic show, family friendly. There's no nudity or profanity, because if I got naked, you would all swear. And thank you. The jokes don't get any better in the show. So, come on out. You know, we'll have like a discounted ticket price for any NGH attendees that want to come.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, it's easy to get around. And you know where the Tuscany Suites is located, not too far from the Strip, about a half a mile or so from the Strip. So plenty of Uber opportunities, places to get to, and all that after conference activities are done. You know, where we're at, Tuscany Suites has some great dining options too. Right. And it's a nice little place. And they have a showroom there too. And I don't know what they have going on there now, but should be good. But if anybody has any questions about Vegas, what to do, where to get bail money, let me know. And I'm happy to answer anything and field anything. Great. I'm your host with the most. Yeah.
Well, the Tuscany Suites, we decided on that location years ago. It's off Strip. It's a little more affordable for people to stay at, and it's a beautiful location. The rooms are huge. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a nice little kitchenette area in them. There's a couple pools, a fitness center, a spa at the Tuscany, and in a small casino. And the nice part about it is where our meeting rooms are, you can go from your hotel room to the meeting rooms without walking through any smoke-filled areas. You can go right up the elevators in the lobby area of the hotel, right into the meeting room area. You don't have to even walk through the casino, which is really nice for attendees. You know, I've heard a lot of stories about different conferences and different industries that your eyes are all watering and you can barely speak after walking through the casino floor. So Tuscany is a really nice location. It's within walking distance. Like Michael said, you know, I say Silver Sevens is two blocks away. Well, it's Las Vegas blocks. So those are about a quarter mile. You know, I remember when I first went there with my mother, Melody, she's like, wait, you know, the Caesars is right there. We can walk to it. And she was short. She was about 4'10". So her steps were a lot shorter than ours too. So she said, I'm never walking that again. And I think I had to give her a piggyback for half of it.
That was called the Trail of Tears.
It was.
But, wear comfortable shoes. Wear comfortable shoes.
Yes, wear comfortable shoes. Vegas is great for families. I mean, I've had many members who will attend the Solid Gold Weekend where they'll bring their family with them and their family goes out for the day while they're at the workshops. There's so much to do and see in Las Vegas. I'm a people watcher. I love going at the Strip and just watching the people walking down and up the Strip and checking out all the different casinos. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
These huge, gigantic casinos that go up so fast too. I heard they're almost halfway complete. The Guitar for Hard Rock Casino there.
It is, yeah, the base of the Guitar, the body of the Guitar is about halfway complete, and that thing is going to be massive.
Yeah.
People on the southern part of the Strip will lose their view of most of the Strip because of that. So it's going to create a little bit of angst. Yeah, it's pretty big, and F1 is just clearing out. Formula One will be entirely gone by the time Solid Gold Weekend is there, so that clears up a lot of traffic issues.
No, really, really great things to do out there. Anybody else want to share anything that they love about Solid Gold?
I love the Tuscany. It's only two floors. You get in the elevator with somebody else, and they're trying to decide what button to push. I said, you only have one option. And so, you know, the good boy from Missouri, I liked the idea. I wasn't getting lost in the hotel. Nice little restaurants, as you said. A little bit of gambling. But, yeah, I haven't had anyone say, oh, I didn't like the environment. It's really conducive to learn and just relax, have a good time.
Yeah, the first time I went to Solid Gold was many years back when I was still living in California, and I went just as a participant. And what I really liked about it was I got to be introduced to presenters that I wouldn't have known to go see at the conference in August, because at the conference in August, as you know, it's a smorgasbord. You know, who are you going to choose? Who do I want to go see? So when I went to my first Solid Gold, I was able to go, oh, I really like so-and-so. I'll go see them when I'm there in August. So that really spoke to me. My first Solid Gold was really getting more of a personal hello from each presenter and really understanding really what they did with their practice. And that made it easier for me to decide the next year who I wanted to go see in August. That was a big plus for me, getting to know everybody within the guild. So that's why I like Solid Gold. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't it first start out in the 90s for people who weren't able to get all the way to the East Coast? So it was more like of a conference for the West Coast people. So
yeah, exactly. That's how Dr. Damon originally started it. It was something that we have a lot of West Coast members who don't make it out to the NGH convention in August. Mm-hmm. And so we added the feature of the Solid Gold Weekend, mm-hmm. which we've done in Las Vegas. We've also done it in Anaheim, California. And I believe we tried it out in Florida before. Don, you probably remember that one. So we did add it for the West Coast members to give them something, because you know a lot of them don't travel all the way out to the conference. So
it's a great way to get to know people.
Great attraction. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there are a few things I'd like to mention. And one is, and I have to do this intentionally when I'm in Marlboro. And when I'm at other conferences, to go outside, to make it a point to actually go outside, where you have to go outside to get to your room because they're all different buildings, which is cool. So that separation is nice, you know? And I'll tell you what, the main restaurant they have there, I like it so much. And I've done the Solid Gold maybe five times or so, six times. And I've been going out there since 2003, when we met on the plane going out there with Chris and you. And that restaurant I like so much, and the food is so good. I've been at other hotels at times in Vegas. And the last time I was at a different hotel, I brought 12 people to that restaurant. I mean, I love that restaurant. It's so good, and it's right in-house, you know?
Yeah.
And also, the ability to have something quick and easy at the cafe and all of that. But the beauty is that it's close enough to the Strip, and it has everything you really need if you're looking to be in Vegas without being overwhelmed by Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You avoid the big overwhelm. And the other part of the Solid Gold is, I mean, come on, folks, how you treated. You walk in, you get to hear some really, really, really helpful information from some seasoned people. And then we all sit together. It's not like we have so many people going on that we're so scattered and pulled. You know, like you get to the convention, and if you're popular enough, you're like, all right, I'll talk to you in a minute. Okay, I'll talk to you in a minute. But here, we get to settle in, sit down, chat, and you can pick our brains. So there's just so many benefits to it in the way it's run. And it's always seamless. It always runs seamlessly.
You're right, Tom. You know, when we all get together, all the presenters and all the attendees, we all sit together for our lunch. And, you know, networking is huge, you know, and attendees get to network with all of you. These are some of the top presenters in the profession. And we're honored to have them in February to the Solid Gold Weekend. So, you know, take advantage of being able to chat with all these amazing people and gain knowledge. Just, you know, we hear a lot about conferences, and you learn more in the hallway or sitting at a lunch table with somebody. This is that's half the thing at Solid Gold Weekend, is we're all together for 2 days. all in the same room. The presentations are all in the same room. The lunch is all in the same area. So it's really a great time. Sean, we got some insights, Vegas insights from you.
Just a couple little things like what you and Tom just talked about, as far as, you know, being able to talk to the presenters. That's one of the things. When I first started going, I was a little intimidated because it's like, oh, they're untouchable and you don't talk to them, whatever. And it is not like that in Vegas. Come and pick our brains and we'll chat with you. And that's such a fun time. And meet people when you're there. If you've never been to Solid Gold, meet some people, because you're going to see them again the next year and you have no idea what the relationships will build. There's a gentleman by the name of Steve Supachana who I met. He was from Las Vegas and was going there for a while. Well, he and I became friends. And he moved to Utah, and then we became such good friends. I was going to his house. He lived about an hour and a half away, and we ended up starting a business together called Hypnosis for Rodeo, and I ended up moving him to Kentucky. And you just have no idea what your business is going to turn into by the friends you meet there in Las Vegas. So if you've never been, definitely come to Solid Gold, meet some people, talk to the presenters, and it's a fun time.
You know, so we have the Solid Gold weekend, the 7th and 8th. And then we have Don Martin will be teaching the Train the Trainer. Again, for people who don't make it out to the East Coast to the NGH conference, the NGH Train the Trainer program is only taught in person. And for any of our West Coast members, here's your perfect opportunity to become an instructor with the NGH and teach the NGH certification program. It's a week-long stay with Don Martin, so you're going to have tons of fun. I can guarantee that. One more thing I have to mention about the Solid Gold weekend is on Sunday, the board certification exam will be happening as well at the Solid Gold weekend. And again, the board certification is only available in person. You can either do it at the Solid Gold weekend or the NGH convention. So if anybody is in the West Coast area that would love to become NGH board certified, the opportunity is available at the Solid Gold weekend. Tom, you got
it. I want to back that up. You know, what Debbie said earlier, and I've been preaching this for years now in different countries, even when I teach, every hypnotist needs a hypnotist, and every coach needs a coach. We're only so good on our own, folks. So we should have a support system. But perception is everything. Life is not what one person thinks of it, and they all think it's the same thing. It's how you perceive everything, right? So perception is such where even if you have no other reason to become board certified, do you know how different that's perceived? Board certified sounds so impressive, and it sounds so legitimate, even though it's all legitimate, but the perception of it is such where you're almost foolish not to get board certified.
Yep. I want to dovetail on that, because when I was board certified, I still had my school in California, and there's a lot of hypnotists, there's a lot of schools, even just in the Bay Area where I was. And when people would sign up for my training, I'd say, you know, why did you choose me over everybody else that's here? Well, you're a board certified school. I figured you were the best. Well, yes, I am. Thank you very much. So it's the perception. And even the people that are watching us right now, the people that will be watching us when we're on stage in Las Vegas, they are projecting a perceived value that they're seeing in us. So hopefully we'll have the integrity to stand in our value while we're speaking to them, so that it's a real win-win for everybody. But perception is really important, what Tom just said. So become board certified if you're a hypnotist. Let people project to you that you're very good and you're very successful, because that's going to help you become even better and more successful as people keep projecting that to you. So it's powerful what the Solid Gold is offering between the Train the Trainer with Don. I almost called you Dr. Don.
Oh, no, not that.
With Dr. Don. Train the Trainer and then becoming board certified. It's such a powerful packed weekend or week in Las Vegas that you really can't go wrong.
It is. And the board certification is that next step in your NGH certification. The board certified exam is based on the NGH curriculum. So if you are trained by an NGH certified instructor, you know, or if you're a certified instructor and haven't attained the board certification, it's really a great thing to have, because it does show that you're an expert in your area.
Yep.
I have to chime in here, because I have a lot of board certifications. Being in healthcare, I've sat for a lot of boards, and I think that what is amazing with the National Guild of Hypnotists and the way that they've created the board certification is really unique. And we need to definitely highlight that as well. For anybody considering it, it's in person. There's an interview to make sure that you're an ethically sound practitioner of hypnosis. There is a written exam. And that written exam is proctored live, and it has some essay components, which I know can sound scary, but oftentimes when people have a board certification, it's nothing more than sitting behind a computer and doing a test, right? So NGH has really up-leveled. When we say board certified hypnotherapist or board certified hypnotist, there's a lot of meaning behind that. And I think that just really demonstrates how this organization is the creme de la creme of hypnosis, right? This is where the professionals congregate. And we've heard it from the speakers here. We have an amazing lineup in 2026, but to be in the same room and see the presentations and spend time 3 to 4 hours sometimes unpacking how to do a hypnosis process, and then sitting down at lunch with these same professionals, the networking, the energy, is just amazing. And, you know, I just want to highlight how NGH really sets the stage for how all professional organizations need to be run, right? So just thank you for all of the ways that you make this profession of hypnosis amazing.
Well, we've had some very great people leading the charge. You know, Dr. Damon and Maurice Kershaw, our board certification chairman, you know, those two were original charter members back in 1950. You know, these are all visions of theirs, and it's so great to see, you know, it come into reality, you know, of what they have grown. And we continue to work and add on to these things. I am going to talk about we are going to be doing a special bonus that we're going to be giving out to attendees, and we're going to give it to our presenters here. It's a bonus that I can't quite give out yet and let everybody know about, but it's just a ton of content that will be available to you. Let's just leave it at that. So
you can stop the recording and share with us. It's okay. We won't tell anyone.
Well, we'll wrap that up here. I want to thank you all, presenters, for sharing your insights. We look forward to seeing you all in February, and hope to see you attendees come and join us in February. We really look forward to it. So thank you so much.
We'll thank see you there.
Can't wait to see everybody. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
And Michael, we'll see you at your show beforehand.
Yeah.
Hey.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.